This shouldn't be a thing.
This is from The Drive, Rowan Glahn, with the byline. Headline reads, semi-truck spills $800,000 in dimes, causing unfathomably annoying cleanup. What a great headline. Unfathomably annoying cleanup. That's approximately 8 million dimes, and even despite the help of vacuums, some had to be picked up by hand.
You know that fingertips and like first digit knuckles were getting scraped on that. Oh my God. Just leave them. Let people pick it up. It's fine.
Crews in Alvord, Texas recently sent out to help clean up millions of newly minted dimes. This town about an hour northwest of Dallas. Apparently the driver veered off the road early in the morning, overcorrected, and then rolled. So the trailer flipped with the truck, spilling 800,000 dimes onto the road. Why it was carrying so many dimes and where they were going isn't clear, but it's caused one hell of a problem. If you've ever been surprised at how much money you're carrying around just in your pockets, in your car, just imagine dropping 8 million dimes. Video footage shows cleaning up the spill required huge vacuum cleaners mounted on trucks, along with numerous workers with shovels, rakes, and other garden tools.
No.
Some even ended up picking up the dimes one at a time by hand. The wreck and the cleanup of the $800,000 worth of dimes, the closure was for hours. Hours. Crews were still on locations picking up coins well into the evening. The rollover happened at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no.
So that was a long, long process.
Oh, my goodness. That would be one point. They're like, a rake? You want me to do that with a rake? I quit.
Again, they still don't know how this happened. Weren't they at least in wrappers?
Well, first of all, I just want to know the purpose of the transportation, which you said in the, they don't know why.
They don't know why.
So is this a
heist?
A really dumb heist gone wrong? And also, yeah, they should be rolled up, or maybe they're going to a place to get rolled up.
There's
a lot of unanswered questions.
Many questions. We'll try and do a follow-up on this and find out why. But that wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.